Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. So I want to talk about one of the biggest reasons fearful avoidance push people away when they do. And there tend to be two main categories as to why FAs push people away. The biggest one is that they get really triggered. And so they try to push the person away that triggered them as a subconscious strategy to push the feelings that they are associating with the person away. So for example, if somebody's making the fearful avoidant feel rejected, they might push the person away that rejected them as a strategy to try to push the feeling of rejection away, right? If the person's making them feel unsafe, you know, same thing. So that's the biggest, most common one, but there's a secondary, very strong one, but it's about the fact that fearful avoidance also can struggle to co-regulate. And when a fearful avoidant is struggling to co-regulate, what this essentially means is co-regulation is this idea or concept that we are able to tweak and change our behavior in a way that coordinates with another partner or another person so that we can basically take each other into consideration and help each other achieve this harmonious emotional state between two parties. Now, co-regulation, you might think of a fearful avoidant and think, hey, fearful avoidants are amazing at co-regulation. They're constantly changing their emotional state and checking in with other people's needs and taking people into consideration. And that is true. But co-regulation goes both ways. And fearful avoidants are often not allowing themselves to receive co-regulation from somebody else. They might be giving that to somebody else. They might be tweaking and changing themselves. But if you have blocks to receiving co-regulated behaviors from other people, you're going to eventually feel burned out by them because your energetic exchange is one-sided. And you might feel, for example, like being around people is you dumping and giving all of your emotional energy to somebody, but then having difficulty actually receiving that same kind of support and energetic exchange back. So in this video, I want to just unpack how important this concept is and how important it is for fearful avoidants to learn to co-regulate healthily with others and actually receive. And I want to talk about some really key steps. We'll go through four key steps that are absolutely necessary for a fearful avoidant to work through and work on in order to achieve co-regulation and thus have this healthy exchange between two parties that allows them to foster securely attached relationships. Because honestly, without co-regulation, you're not really having a proper secure relationship. There can be elements of it, but there's definitely really big elements missing. So number one, fearful avoidants have to actually receive from other people. And that means starting by reprogramming your fears around receiving. Fearful avoidants often fear that if they receive from other people, they will be a burden and then abandoned. Fearful avoidants often feel unworthy of receiving from other people. And fearful avoidants often have these major beliefs deep down in their subconscious mind that say, if I rely on other people, I'm going to be left feeling helpless and powerless because they're not going to show up for me. Now, where do you think this comes from? This comes from some kind of past experience that conditioned them with a fearful avoidant attachment style to begin with. And fearful avoidance as a result of any past traumas, especially traumas to co-regulation, they learn, okay, co-regulation and learning to rely on other people I can't trust. It leaves me feeling helpless and powerless and trapped and I'm unsafe. And so all of these things will really deeply block the fearful avoidant from properly co-regulating on the receiving end. And so this is an extremely important experience because without that, what ends up happening is fearful avoidants pour into their relationships. They don't receive. And so they have to sabotage at some point. They have to push somebody away because in pushing somebody away, they allow that space to re-regulate themselves since they feel unable to re-regulate through co-regulation with others. So it's this really, really powerful concept. So that first step is like learning to receive by learning to rely on other people. And in order to do so, we have to reprogram our fears around what it means to rely on others and to receive. And that can be done through a lot of subconscious reprogramming work, right? That can be done through auto-suggestion tools or different tools we have inside PDS. The next thing is fearful avoidance have to then do a little bit of exposure work on communicating their needs to other people. They actually have to be able to open up and communicate what they need if somebody's not meeting their needs. And that can feel very, very vulnerable at first, but think of it as like you're, you know, like I live in Canada most of the year and, you know, you have to shovel your driveway and clear a path, right, to get out if it snows a lot. And the way I like to think of this is by expressing your needs and doing that vulnerable work, you're like shoveling the barriers to co-regulation away. So it clears a clean path for you to be able to travel along, right? It's like, okay, once I communicate my needs and I remove my fears together, right? I learn my needs and communicate them. I recondition those old fears, those old stories. I've now cleared the path to be able to open up this, it's not an energetic exchange, but it's a good analogy for it, right? It's like an exchange of energy in a lot of different forms, emotional energy, physical energy. Like you might be giving something physically to somebody or receiving physically materials, finances, time from somebody else. All of these things are forms of energetic exchanges, right? So those are the first really, really crucial pieces. So I have some really exciting news, and it's that integrated attachment theory training is back. In other words, you can be trained to become a relationship coach certified in integrated attachment theory in literally 60 days. So who's this for? Well, of course, this is for any individual who wants to make an impact and really be of service to others while also obtaining freedom and flexibility and abundance in their lives. And this is also for anybody who's already a counselor, a therapist, a coach, and just really wants to expand their toolkit. We've had so many people enter into the Integrated Attachment Theory program because they're just looking to obtain a certain degree of mastery in terms of understanding their own attachment patterns and also the attachment patterns of maybe their children or partner or other loved ones in their lives, so they can really support those people and understand them more deeply. Now, please keep in mind that the last two times we ran this program, we filled up very fast. In fact, we oversold the programs and sold up completely. So if you're interested, click the link below to learn more and dive in with me. And I'd love to see you on the other side before seats run out. Number three, fearful avoidants need to learn to regulate their nervous system, right? And this is something that they have to do on their own first and do a lot of nervous system regulation work. It's actually a huge part of healing FA attachment style. And then what if an FA has to do for co-regulation is learn to soothe and receive soothing from somebody else when they are in distress. What I often see is that fearful avoidance, they tend to be really good at soothing through others when it's something that's not actually truly vulnerable to them, like with small things or everyday things. But those really big things that really affect our fearful avoidance tend to feel like they really need space to soothe just on their own. But the reality is that's not proper co-regulation. Proper co-regulation is that you can do it on your own and you can do it with others and are able and willing to receive either or. It's not like you have this huge leaning one way to what feels most comfortable at a subconscious level. So it's this huge part. And in doing that, vulnerability will feel safer and safer because you're learning to actually soothe through other people. And then last but not least, sort of this bonus one that's really important is that fearful avoidants also need to learn that setting boundaries is okay. Now you're going to hear that and you're going to think, okay, so setting boundaries means regulating on their own. Actually, setting boundaries empowers you to co-regulate within your interactions. Let me give you an example. If I am a fearful avoidant still, let's pretend, and I have my husband say, hey, we're going to go and we're going to do this on Saturday night. We're going to go out and we're going to do this thing together. And if I don't know how to set boundaries, and let's say Saturday night comes and I'm just really tired and I just don't feel like going out, you know, proper boundaries mean that I don't have to ice out my husband in order to regulate. I don't have to say, hey, I need time alone all night. I can't hang out with you at all. Instead, small boundaries look like me saying, hey, I'm not able to go out tonight. I really need time and space to just like take it easy and relax. Can we do something together at home? Right? And by communicating that, I'm setting a small boundary within my interaction that allows me to still give and receive with him in a way that suits me for what I need at the time. And so by expressing my truth and my boundaries, I actually empower our time together to still work. And I empower myself to be able to regulate my nervous system, my emotional functioning, while in his company. without small boundaries, without the ability to do that, we feel like it's all or nothing. We feel like we have to push people away altogether in order to regulate at all. And so this is a huge part of becoming securely attached and being able to actually receive from and rely on other people in a regulated form where we allow people to take us into consideration, allow people to meet our needs and things of that like are so important to becoming securely attached. So I hope this makes a lot of sense. You can check out the two courses that will help with this so much, the Emotional Mastery Belief Reprogramming course and Nervous System Regulation course. Also, the Fearful Avoidant Reprogramming course has a lot of these dynamics and elements as you go through it, kind of all there together. And I hope this makes a lot of sense. It's a really powerful topic.